This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Tom Blumenthal, who is the CEO of the famous Geary's of Beverly Hills. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Robert. Welcome to our store.
And, boy, what a setting. I love the chandelier there. And so tell everyone, this was your life. At 13 years old, you knew you wanted to be involved. Tell everyone
Absolutely.
What Geary's is.
So Geary's is the oldest store in Beverly Hills. It was founded in 1930 by H.L. Geary. And at the time, in 1930, Beverly Hills was just like any other town in America. You know, it had its drugstore, it had its little department store, it had its general store. And Geary's was kind of the general store on the main drag, Beverly Drive. I always like to say Geary's grew up with Beverly Hills, and from 1930...
But it's possible some people could say Beverly Hills grew up with Geary's.
Well, that's a good point, but I actually think it's the other way around. But so as Hollywood and started moving into Beverly Hills in the 30s and 40s and 50s, Geary's kind of had to evolve as well, and my family took ownership in the early 50s. My grandparents bought the store, and at the time it was, you know, in this very building, you know, kind of a little store that probably did maybe $50,000 a year. And as Beverly Hills grew up, Geary's grew up as well, and our assortments were kind of curated for luxury.
What were your assortments in the early days?
Oh, there was a little cosmetics department. There was a hardware department. There was, you know, fragrance. You know, it wasn't anything like this. I don't even think there was a piece of jewelry or china in the store in those days.
Well, truthfully, there probably isn't anything like this in all of America. So,
well, thank you. We're passionate about what we do. This store is true labor of love. But that it also serves a purpose in this town where entertaining is important. Having the right, you know, silver and china is important. We register all of the great couples that are getting married. That's what we've been serving the community with for almost 90 years. And then when we added jewelry and watches to the assortment a little over 20 years ago, it elevated us even more.
What made you decide to bring in watches? Because you were really known as the premier registry organization.
So in 1997, my family actually sold the business to a jeweler on the East Coast who was in the jewelry and watch business. At the time, we didn't have jewelry. And so they added jewelry and watches to the mix, and we were able to get Rolex in 1998. And that really elevated us even further.
Let's talk about what it was like when you were 13 years old, growing up in this business. And you're smiling. I know we're listening on radio, but you're smiling. I think that brings joy to your heart.
Well, I can tell you that any free moment I had in school, I was here. Out of school, I was here.
And that was out of your choice?
Out of my choice, absolutely. In fact, my brother and my cousins, nobody wanted to be here. You know, they were forced to be here sometimes during the holidays, but for me it was a choice, and I loved every moment of being here. After school, on weekends, I would come, and before I could even drive, my grandfather would drive me in on a Saturday. I would drive in with him to work in the store. So I've grown up in this building. I've grown up in the store and with many of the staff. Some of the staff have been here over 35, 40, almost 40 years. So they've known me a long time, too. So it really is home.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Tom Blumenthal, who is the CEO of Gary's of Beverly Hills and the entire Gary's organization. So you were just talking about people who have worked here for a long time. I'm guessing that you have a very discerning customer, and you need to have the right type of staff and people working here who know how to work with them.
Absolutely. Most of our employees have been here for many, many years. We have very little turnover, and that's a good thing because there is such continuity. They all know our best customers. They all know how to handle, you know, high demand customers. We put them all through a rigorous training program. They're trained not only, our sales associates are fully trained on product knowledge, but also on how to interact with clients of high net worth, that what their demands are, celebrities, their demands, being discreet. We never discuss who has been shopping in the store. It's all a process that we take a lot of time to go through when we bring people on, and it's continual. We're always learning.
Okay, so what everyone would want to know, what are you actually telling them when they're dealing with celebrities? What, is there a philosophy that you use? You mentioned being discerning and obviously not sharing the information. What else? What are the secrets?
Well, there's, you know, celebrities are all, they all want different things. So they're looking, some of them want total privacy. And if that's the case, we can offer that because we have some rooms that are private. Some of them want the world to know they're here. And so if that's the case, you know.
How do you find that out?
They kind of let you know.
What are the indications they'll let you know?
Well, first of all, they'll call and make an appointment and say, can we come through the back door? That means they do not want to be seen.
Okay.
They'll just come through the front door. And if that's the case, you know, they're out there with the public. So many times they want to come through the back door, and we're prepared for that.
Okay. So what else are you telling your salespeople? And I'm trying to get these secrets out because CEOs are all dealing with
that. I wish I could say there's a great secret to it. There really isn't. It's more of a kind of just doing the right thing and handling them appropriately. Don't freak out when they're coming in. You know, just treat them with professionalism and respect, just like you would any customer. And that's the other thing, is we really treat all of our customers that way. And it served us really well for almost 90 years.
So tell me a story of a customer who came in and what happened. And you don't have to mention their name, of course.
Sure. Well, there was one yesterday, frankly, I didn't even know who they were. My staff did, thank God. And there was a posse around this person, and you know.
So this was one of
they wanted
social media saying, "Hey, I'm shopping
here.
At Gary's. I'm
right,
here."
Right. So I happened to just walk in and saw this kind of commotion going on, and walked up, and I was introduced to the celebrity, who I did not know. I was obviously pretended. Like I knew exactly who they were because I could tell there was a lot of excitement about this person being in the store. So, you know, I may not know who they are, but luckily my team did. And but they were treated as well as anybody that would have come in and was, you know, purchasing from us.
I'm assuming a lot of your teammates know the customers and they anticipate what they want.
Sure.
How does that work? How do you keep knowledge of what someone's looking for?
Well, all of our sales associates are really in tune to their clients' wants. Every client. And they will, when something comes in, they will call. Or if we're about to have a sale, they'll call their client and say, you know, you were looking at this 3 months ago. It's on sale now. I mean, they're really good at clienteling. In fact, so much of our business is done over the phone and through email that way that the client doesn't even have to be in the building. And I would say more than half of our business is done that way.
And if someone wants to buy online...
Yes, absolutely.
Where do they go?
Gary's.com.
Could you just spell it? So
www.gearys.com.
Okay, and you do a lot of online business or not as much?
No, we do a lot of business online, certainly for our home store and our jewelry. Watches we don't sell online, but we do sell all of our tableware and jewelry is sold online.
Okay, we have about 1 minute before break. If there was one sentence of what Geary's means to you on a visceral level, being you grew up with this.
Ooh, one sentence. You know, it's a luxury store that appeals, that has a broad appeal. And we, you know, not everything is expensive. You can buy something here for $20, $20 million too. But everything is, you know, we want to be everyone's store, really. That's kind of the focus we are.
And there you have it. We're about to take break. When we come back from break, we're going to find out about how you buy products and how you know what to look for in terms of what customers will want. Back in a few.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tom Blumenthal, who is the CEO of Beverly's, of Geary's of Beverly Hills. I got so shaken up, you know, in the presence here. It's so exciting. And I did come in the back door, so I feel very
good. You're very special, Robert.
So here is something that I think everyone wants to know. In terms of product, you have a very discerning customer and clientele, obviously, but I mean, you only have 15,000 square feet. That's a lot of space, but still, everything is very spaced out nicely. How do you decide what types of products to bring in, what types of designers, what types of companies, and how you're going to organize everything?
That's a great question because it's a process that's very involved. I have a great team of merchants. I have a chief merchant. In my earlier part of my career, I was the chief merchant of the store for many years, and then when I became CEO, obviously I didn't have the time to devote to that. So I have a merchandising team that with a chief merchant that we collaborate all the time together. We travel together. She travels on her own with her team, and once in a while I'll join, but I don't micromanage her. But she understands the vision that the store has evolved over the years and has done a tremendous job of curating every piece of product that is on these shelves.
What is that vision? Talk about that.
Well, it's a broad vision, actually, because we're a luxury retailer in Beverly Hills, California, with a worldwide appeal. So we have to have something for everyone at every price range. Now, we don't compete with the Targets and the Williams-Sonomas and the Pottery Barns of the world. We're kind of a unique animal altogether because we do have something for every price range, but we do tend to have a little more on the upper end and appealing to, you know, a more discerning clientele.
Let's talk now about your leadership philosophy and when you hire people. What do you do?
So, you know, I believe in high expectation, high collaboration, and high reward. And that's kind of the philosophy I've worked on since I became the CEO almost 20 years ago. You know, you got to pay your people well. You expect a lot from them, and you also expect them to work as a team. And nobody does this by themselves. Everybody is a part of this team, and that's what's really important to our success.
And how do you get everyone to work as a team?
Because it's not easy.
it's not. I mean, everyone has individual personalities, their own clientele, and there's obviously some competition, I'm guessing, going in.
Of course. In any work environment, there's going to be that. But, you know, I really foster collaborative decision-making. I don't make decisions by myself. I consult a lot of my coworkers.
How do you do? For example, you're going to make a decision. Do you announce to like four or five people, say, here's a decision we have to make, and then you ask a few people, and then
absolutely.
You...
And I try. I know I've been guilty of not doing this, and it's kind of bitten me. So when I ask and get input from people that I think are involved that have the capability of helping me make this decision, because I'm not going to ask everybody. If you guess 50 people, you're going to get 50 different opinions. But, you know, I kind of select three or four people that are involved in this decision and are affected by this decision, and I want their input because I want this to be a collaborative decision.
And when you wake up in the morning, from a leadership standpoint, what's the first thing you do business-wise?
Grab my iPhone and see what emails came through overnight. Literally, I'm not even out of bed. I grab my glasses because I can't see anything without them. My glasses and my phone are right next to my bed, and I don't even think I'm up 30 seconds before I'm looking at it.
And that's how you start your day. And
that's how I start my day.
Any other advice on leadership that you would have to people, to other CEOs?
Well, you know, for me, it's a lifestyle. This is not a 9-to-5 job. I can't imagine any CEO that would say that their job is a 9-to-5, 8 hours, 40 hours a week. It's literally 24/7. And whether I'm out to dinner with friends or I'm at a business dinner or, you know, at a meeting, I'm constantly, A, representing my company because I'm the CEO, and B, I don't try and promote business when I'm out socially, but it just kind of automatically
it
happens.
To you. You know what? You're like the mayor of luxury. It just comes to you.
Somewhat.
What is your take on, in a world where there are great organizations like Tiffany's and that have, but that have expanded in maintaining the integrity of having a major player in the luxury world still as a family business?
Well, it's hard in this day and age to maintain, you know, independence. You know, we're blessed to have maintained independence, and I think the brands that we associate appreciate our integrity and the way we do business, and that's why they've partnered with us, because they like working with a family too. And you know, you can make things happen a lot faster. You don't have to go through a lot of corporate red tape to get to make a change or to make a decision or to try something new. We're constantly able to jump pretty quickly.
And it must be pretty cool being you. You walk along Beverly Hills and you're like, wow, we were one of the first in Beverly Hills. And then at 13 years old, you knew you wanted to work here. And now you get to make decisions, although everything's collaborative here.
Everything is collaborative.
Yeah. So let's talk about the word luxury. If you could give a definition of the word luxury, I think it would be really interesting to hear from your perspective.
That's interesting, because that's a very ambiguous word, luxury. So what is luxury? Is it time? Is it a timepiece? Is it a dinnerware that you're eating off of that's very expensive? For, you know, luxury can be, there's so many different ways to define luxury, but I think if I had to define it in a sentence, it's being able to have something of quality, or which could be time, and for me, time is a luxury. But obviously we sell luxury goods, so, you know, whether it's a beautiful piece of porcelain, a beautiful jewel, or a beautiful timepiece, it's made by a craftsman that is passionate about what they do. It's made with the finest materials and can stand the test of time.
And I think it also brings back memories, because when you look at something, it reminds you of who you are. It's those special pieces.
And like when, you know, with a wedding gift as an example, you know, when somebody buys a wedding gift, you would hope that the couple, when they're married 20, 25 years and see the piece that was bought for them, remember, wow, this was a gift for my wedding. It was given to me by so-and-so. You can't remember every wedding gift, but the special ones you're going to remember.
We have about 30 seconds left. What is the future of Gehry's?
The future of Gehry's is strong. You know, our website is a big focus.
Say that again, your website?
Our website.
No, say what the actual website is.
Oh, Gehry's.com is a focus in the next year to upgrade that and to put more focus on that, because, you know, we aren't going to be... Oh, the Gehry's flagship store, which we're sitting in, is very unique, and we will not be opening up more Gehry stores. We may be opening up more watch boutiques, but not Gehry stores, because this is truly can't be duplicated anywhere else.
And I think on that note, there you have it. A pleasure having you. Tom Blumenthal, CEO of Gehry's. Great having you on
the
CEO show.
Thank you so much.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jeff Huber. How are you, Jeff?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
And Jeff is the CEO of Home Instead. Now, you've heard of franchise models working in retail. You've heard of them working in fast food. But you are really the first one that worked effectively in healthcare, where you have about 1,200 different sites for Home Instead and a total of about 100,000 caregivers with maybe 200 people in the corporate office managing that. Talk about what the organization is.
Yeah, so Home Instead Senior Care is the world's largest provider of in-home care for seniors. So we provide a variety of services that are provided on an hourly or shift basis to our clients, really custom tailored to what our clients' needs are, and we can deliver those anywhere from a couple of hours per visit to 24/7. And you're right, we're the first ones really to take that model and bring it to scale. So today we operate just under 1,200 franchises in 12 countries. Last year we provided more than 80 million hours of care.
80 million hours, that's a lot.
Yep, and growing rapidly.
So later on we're going to talk about a really interesting leadership philosophy that you have, and we'll also talk about home healthcare and how that's growing. But let's talk about the organization. So those of you who've been listening for over a decade here, you may have heard Paul Hogan, the founder of Home Instead, when I interviewed him years ago. But back in those days, like 1995 or so, when you joined, or 1998, there were just about 100, and now there's almost 1,200. Talk about what the organization was then and how it grew so quickly.
Yeah, so I joined right after they just had the 100 franchise party. I missed that, but I came in shortly after that. And we were able to expand as rapidly and bring it to scale as we have. One, because there's a huge need for our service. Two, we provide real value to our franchise owners and to the people they serve and to their caregivers that they employ. But the way we were able to do that is really finding people who shared our values, had a understanding of what where the demographic shift was going, so had a vision for what the business could be, and just did an awesome job of hiring fantastic people to be our caregivers and brand representatives in their local markets.
So let's talk about the concept of home health care. What's your take on the future of it? Is it expanding, decreasing?
Well, as you know, the healthcare ecosystem is under a period of rapid transformation, and that's really driven by demographics, right? So here in the United States, we've got 80 million baby boomers, the oldest of which are in their early 70s now, so the largest demographic shift in the history of the planet, who are about to enter the highest healthcare years of their lives. And at the same time, as a nation, we're $21 trillion in debt. So those factors are really driving a shift in how healthcare is delivered. Where it's been a fee-for-service model, it's now all going to values-based, outcomes-based. And so much of that is going to be driven by the home, because the system realizes that the home is really the only scalable place to care for people.
But that's a major, you're saying the home is the only scalable. Why is that?
Well, simply driven by demographics. So we've got the biggest demographic shift in the history of the planet, living longer. Life expectancy is up over 20 years since the end of the World War, Second World War. And a huge influx in chronic conditions. So we have a massive population that's living longer and sicker than ever. And so that's causing incredible strains on the healthcare delivery system, and we simply can't build enough hospitals and clinics to care for all the people in the future, and therefore everything is being pushed to the home. Anything that can be done in the home will be done in the home.
But here's the question. Without the hospital, now I know that people, senior citizens, want to live at home. And we, you know, both you and I know Joanne Jenkins well, the CEO of AARP, and she's saying that the home is definitely the future. I have an 84-year-old mom. We know they want to be home. But the challenge to me is, what about the technology? You don't have all the technologies of the hospitals. How can people have strong health by staying at home?
Well, I just came from the World Economic Forum a few weeks ago, and I serve as a governor on the future of health and healthcare. And one of the things, one of the major themes was, we got to remove
telehealth from a vocabulary because it's just part of how we do business today. We don't talk about telebanking anymore. We just do banking online. You're right. So, like, these technologies are in place. So we're doing a really good, the healthcare delivery system is doing a really good job of using remote capabilities, for example, in providing psychiatric care. So in terms of providing our type of care, it's really about finding technology that supports and enables what we like to say our very high-touch approach. So we're in the business of caregiving, 80 million hours of care last year alone, through people. Now we're trying to find technology that unlocks other opportunities for us to provide an even more efficient, more personalized, more scalable type of care.
Give me an example of some of the technologies. And I know you did have a recent acquisition or merger.
Yeah. So if electricity runs through it and it's in the aging space, we've taken a hard look at whether it's a fit for our model. But after years of looking, we finally made a strategic investment in a company called GrandPad, which is a custom-designed tablet for what we call a super senior, so somebody who's over the age of 80. Really simple interface, been designed with seniors in mind what their needs are. It's got great technology behind it, but it's also got great customer support behind it. So we're in the process now of learning how to integrate this into our high-touch approach, and in the second and third quarters, we'll be having a broader rollout to our franchise network.
So will the franchise... Talk about what the exact model is. Like, will my mom be using this iPad or are people coming over to the house? How does the whole model work?
It'll be, we'll continue. We feel strongly there won't be any replacing the human interaction. It'll be about finding new technology tools that support the human interaction.
Interesting.
And so we'll be integrating it with our high touch. It'll be a way to connect the professional caregiver, the family caregiver, our professional office, and the broader, what we call the circle of trust, giving our caregivers new ways to interact and engage our clients, and also providing a secure way for, because it's all about social interaction and engagement, giving the client a way to interact in a different way with their family.
So how often will the caregivers come by? How does that work?
That will really depend on what the senior needs. So we, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all. We custom-tailor our care plan for what the client needs. And through GrandPad and other technologies, we'll be able to have remote capabilities to help supplement when a human caregiver isn't there. And so we see, everyone talks about data and analytics and AI. We see the ability to gather that data on usage and be able to predict when they most need a human in the home and when they can do with other remote capabilities.
How would you do that? That is a brilliant concept. So you could most predict when an 88-year-old man is by himself when they're going to need someone. How?
It's predictive in the sense that we can understand patterns. So typically, people will quickly fall into a pattern. So they'll get up, they'll play a game, a two or three, a solitaire until they get a win. They might come back to it. So if they don't get up or the GrandPad isn't charged, we'll know that they are deviating from that pattern. Then through our care support, we can reach out to them proactively.
Brilliant. Brilliant model. I get it. Just quick, if someone listening in wants to be a franchisee, how do they go about it? Who do they call? What website do they go? And what's the model?
Yeah, they can come to homeinstead.com. They can reach out to our home office in Omaha. It's 888-484-5759.
Good. And what type of people do you look for who are going to be successful? Because I know you only have like three or so that are run by Home Instead. Everything else is through the franchise network.
Yeah, we believe strongly in the franchise model that a local owner is going to care about their clients, their customers, their families, and their caregivers most intently. So local ownership and entrepreneurship really drives a quality experience.
And they don't need the healthcare background, but they need the business background, and they have to care viscerally.
Yeah, so it's alignment with our culture and values, a track record of success, and really caring about seniors.
We are going to take a break now. When we come back with Jeff Huber, we are going to talk about a leadership philosophy and more on the future of our society moving back home. Back in a few.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're with Jeff Huber, who is the CEO of Home Instead, the world's largest home healthcare franchise with over 100,000 caregivers and over almost 1,200 different franchise locations. So let's talk about your leadership philosophy. And you and I have talked in the past, and I thought it was really interesting. Talk about what makes for an effective CEO of an operation like yours.
Well, two things come to mind. The first is I like to be really inclusive in sort of the discovery phase, so getting data and input from lots of different perspectives. So I'm fond of saying that the best ideas don't come from the corner office, they come from the front line. So opening up lots of channels to get data and input from caregivers to franchise owners, certainly, and the local operators, because they know what's best happening and they've got entrepreneurial minds and they can come up with real solutions. So as we are contemplating, I like to get very inclusive in gathering lots of information from different sources. And then when it comes time for decision making, I like to get kind of exclusive and get a small number at the table and having the right people at the seats. And there is my next major philosophy, which I call disagree and commit. And that's where the leader's job is to create an environment where thoughtful disagreement can be surfaced, because so often disagreement is withheld, and that's a shame. We need to really make sure that people have a safe environment where all ideas can be aired out. And then the corollary to that is we got to make a decision, and once the decision is made, we all have to commit and get behind it. So disagree and commit.
And how many people will be in that room? You start off getting a broad base of ideas, then you narrow it down. How do you decide who those, I don't know if it's 6-8 people in that room, how do you decide?
Yeah, so I have what I call my executive leadership team. So it's basically the C-suite of our organization. So it's our head of brand and marketing, head of technology, head of finance, head of operations, and then head of government policy and advocacy. So that's really my core inner circle, and that's the group. And they're in touch with their broader team. So I think we'll gather together the best minds to make decisions, and we can work really cohesively to make decisions and to commit and drive that throughout our organization.
Okay, so let's dig deeper on this. Disagree and commit. So it's easy to get people to disagree, but often they build a trench in their concepts, and they're fortified, and they don't want to commit, which is the second part. So how is it structured where you get the disagreement, but then you actually get people to come together?
Yeah, so I think it's, again, about the leader's job in creating an environment where that disagreement, I might push back a bit with you that disagreement isn't always surfaced. So it's about getting them to make sure, because I would say all the time, I have lots and lots of tolerance for disagreement. I have very little to no tolerance for the meeting after the meeting. We have to create.
Brilliant.
We have to have a room where everything that needs to be said is said, and then we all have to make a decision. We might not agree with that decision, but once it's made, we all have to get behind it. In order to get behind it, you have to have the ability to get out whatever you need to get out and get stated. So.
And there's no retribution. It's open discussion where you want to hear from everyone.
Yeah, we give it a term. We call it robust dialogue. But
that sounds positive.
Yeah, it's positive. It's really about having a group where there's high trust. When there's high trust, then people feel safe in voicing their opinions, and that really is the job of the leader to make sure that environment is there.
That's a great concept that a lot of you listening in, you can use in your businesses of getting people, you want them disagreeing, because if they're holding something back, you're not going to get the best idea.
Yeah, the last thing you want are yes people at the table.
Yeah.
Right? You want people who are engaging and having sparring with ideas. It should be, as Ray Dalio says, it's about a meritocracy of ideas. In order for that to succeed, people have to be willing to share and use data points, right? It's not just opinion.
So let's look at the next concentric circle, which are your franchisees. So how do you engage? 1,200 is a lot of people. You can't engage them all on the phone at one. How do you engage your franchisees?
So we have multiple systems. So when we expand outside the U.S. and Canada, we have somebody who becomes basically the franchisor for that country. So So we engage them differently. But for the 650 businesses that we have in U.S. and Canada where we directly franchise, we have multiple ways where we are engaging with them. We have what we call an exchange council. So that's a very formal channel where we get together a couple times per year. We put big issues on the table, and we create an environment where we can just hash those out. We do lots of surveys. We get our franchise owners together in multiple ways. We have an annual conference. We have a leadership conference where the top owners qualify. We get them together. They form what we call performance groups. So they get together in groups of 10, each facilitated by somebody from the corporate office. They get together a couple times per year, and they basically serve as a board of directors for each other. And that's invaluable because
that's terrific.
Because you're sitting shoulder to shoulder with 10 business owners who are all going through various challenges and spotting opportunities, and that's really valuable, rich anecdotal data that we're getting. So it's a common, I call it sense making. And that's, I did some leadership work at the MIT Sloan School of Management, and it's really a concept I took from them. It's about getting multiple data inputs on the business, different perspectives that are brought to bear.
So let's talk about innovation. You have these groups that you get together. You are obviously deeply engaged in global thought leadership. How does your company create new value? What is the process to come up with innovation with new value that's going to help change your company, change the industry, change society?
Well, we take a bottom-up, top-down approach. So bottom-up, again, it's tapping into what's going on at the local market. A caregiver on the front line who is engaging with a challenge in the home will have ideas about how to solve those challenges. So it's about tapping into that really wealthy, rich ideas that are at the front line. And then we have an innovation hub that it's on the East Coast. We created a Skunk Works, if you will, and it's really designed to look at what's going on in the broader marketplace and identifying trends and testing out ideas.
Talk about the future of healthcare and what HomeInstead's role will be in that future.
Well, as we talked earlier, healthcare is moving to the home, so it's about, we say the hospital of the future looks a lot like your living room. So the good news is for HomeInstead is that we own the living room. That's where we're most comfortable, and we know our clients' needs better than anyone. So it's about learning what our clients need and then continuing to provide solutions to them. And integrating technology to help, as we like to say, expand the world's capacity to care. The need for care is so vast and growing exponentially that we have to expand the world's capacity, and that's really the heart of our strategy.
Finally, anyone who's interested, the phone number again and the website at HomeInstead.
Yeah, HomeInstead.com.
And that's if you want to be a franchisee and if you want to bring home health care to your family, because that's certainly the future.
Yeah, if you want to be a caregiver, if you want to be a business owner, or if you need care for a loved one.
And there you have it. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.